The views expressed on this program are solely those of the speaker and do not reflect the views and opinions of Centennial Securities. Be reminded that this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for investment decisions. Happy Friday! Welcome to the Weekly Investment Podcast, where we discuss the week's must-know investment news and how it affects your money. I am your host, Walter. This week we discuss jobs, inflation, and banks. It's been another exciting week in the investment world, so let's crack right into the news. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released a hot jobs report confirming that the labor market remains strong. How will the Fed react to this key data point? March's job gains bring the three-month average employment gain to a 12-month high of 276,000 jobs. That pace will not help bring inflation down to the Fed's 2% target. The Fed said it needs to see more compelling evidence that inflation is moving closer to its target before considering rate cuts. Last week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell described the labor market as, quote, strong and rebalancing, end quote, and said inflation is, quote, moving down toward 2% on a somewhat bumpy path, end quote. On Thursday, two Fed officials said that they still expect at least two rate cuts in 2024 because recent data did not change their outlook. However, the jobs report does highlight uncertainties related to the timing of those cuts and underscores the need for patience before starting to cut rates. For now, higher rates until sometime later this year are to be expected. Inflation was higher than expected last month. Why isn't inflation falling? The consumer price index was up due to stubbornly high shelter costs as well as rising gas prices. Higher shelter costs and increasing gas prices by themselves contributed to more than half of the overall jump in inflation in March, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. While shelter and gas were up, there was continued progress on the price of goods. A decline in core good prices was a bright spot in the report. Core goods averaged about negative 1.5% disinflation on an annualized basis for the 3 months ending in March. While inflation reports can vary from 1 month to the next, March marked the third straight report in which the CPI showed a higher reading than economists predicted. However, it's important to note that the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, the personal consumption expenditures, or PCE, will likely play a larger role in their decision-making. That report will be released on April 26th. Today, Citigroup, JP Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo report earnings. Next week, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and a slew of regional banks reveal their past 3 month performance, as well as give guidance for the future. What will investors be looking for in the numbers? Investors will be primarily focused on net interest income, or the revenue banks make off of interest-bearing assets, less any interest expenses that get paid out to customers. That metric is relevant because lenders are enjoying a resilient economy and they also expect fewer rate cuts this year than the Federal Reserve had initially projected. Also in focus will be any losses in commercial real estate investments, especially amongst the regional banks. Concerns over commercial real estate have dogged smaller banks who tend to be more active in that space. In general, it is expected that the trend of the largest banks faring better than smaller ones, is set to continue. Perhaps helping all bank earnings are lowered expectations. Earlier this year, analysts who follow the banks revised their expectations for earnings downward by about 10% for the biggest players and 25% for the regional banks. A scenario of under-promise and over-deliver could be at work here. Next week, we discuss the troubles at Tesla. Is the EV giant's economic battery running low? Join us next Friday for that and much, much more. Thank you for listening, and please have a nice weekend when you get there. Talk to you next week.